Now I'm joined in the studio by Sean Hines from BASOP, which is a Basildon Operatic Society, and he's here to talk about the new production of All Shook Up. So good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
And we know a few of the same people. I've seen you in a production. I didn't even realise I've already seen you in a production.
No, we just had a catch-up about that. Yeah, going way back, yeah.
First off, it's called BASOP for short.
Yep.
You said it's been going for about 70 years.
I feel like, yeah, it's either 70 or 80. They recently had a big anniversary, but when COVID hit, we had to cancel the ball that we were going to have, so I'm pretty sure they're just waiting for the next big anniversary to come along, and then we'll have a proper celebrate. But yeah, it's been going for quite a while now. Mm. I think it's one of probably the longest established operatic society, certainly in Basildon and maybe in kind of the general area.
Yeah. And how long have you been involved?
I've been a member since 2016, when myself and a couple of the other lads that are still part of the group, we joined for Guys and Dolls. They put out like a big disclaimer saying, we need new men. And must have been about 6-7 of us came and joined. But yeah, I've been there since 2016, since playing Nicely.
And do you act outside of this, or is this a big hobby of yours?
I mean, this is kind of like what I would call my home group, but I've performed with other dramatic societies, a couple down in Southend, one in Shenfield, and we were just talking about Thurrock Court Players down in Thurrock. That kind of do straight plays and pantomimes, and I've performed with them as well. But I'd say BASOP's kind of my home group because it's right on my doorstep. Well, I did a degree in acting, but I haven't kind of pursued the acting side of it as a professional career. However, I do work at an art studio and I do loads of video editing and voiceover, so that kind of a little bit plays hand in hand with what I did at uni.
Oh, good person to know. I'll be jotting down some details.
There we go. There's my business card right here.
Yeah, I'll have a business card. So, All Shook Up, tell us about when it's taking place.
Yes.
And what people can expect from the evening.
So we've only got 3 weeks to go. As of yesterday, we would have had our opening night in 3 weeks' time. We're on from the 24th to the 27th of May at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. It's smack bang in the middle of the town, and it's kind of our local theatre, and we've performed there for the last few years. Ever since we moved back from Southend, we performed Evita just before COVID. We performed Me and My Girl there last year, if anyone came to see that. And yeah, All Shook Up in exactly 3 weeks' time. It's a ridiculously fun musical. The only way I can describe it is it smacks you straight in the face as soon as the show starts with Jow House Rock, and then the entire ensemble come on for Heartbreak Hotel, because all of the songs are Elvis Presley songs.
Yeah.
So it's like a real jukebox musical. The majority of songs, like, you know, I would have said 70-80% you'd recognise, but then there's a few other songs that I thought were written for the show, but they're actually from really, like, obscure Elvis Presley movies.
Yeah.
So all of the music in it, it's all been completely revamped. There's 4-5-part harmonies, but it's ridiculous. I think it's based on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, so there's stupid love triangles. Everyone keeps switching about who they fancy. Somebody cross dresses at one point, and I haven't been in a production like it, to be honest. I'm apart from pantomime,
yeah.
But yeah, this has been fun from the moment we started up until now, where a daunting 3 weeks away it is now.
Now, is there a lead of an Elvis impersonator? Is that the way it is, or it's not really?
I play a role called Chad, and he's kind of like an Elvis type. He comes in on a motorbike with a guitar and a leather jacket, and he's kind of like known as the roustabout, just go roving from town to town. I would have said if you can make him more Elvis-y, then it kind of plays in hand. But apart from that, it's really just based on the music. Like, there's a couple of cute little Elvis references in there, like Blue Suede Shoes, Don't Step on Them, and then it goes into the number, that sort of thing. But it's mainly about the story, and the songs just really tie in well. Like Little Less Conversation is about her saying, shut up and kiss me, basically, that sort of thing. So everything kind of works really well. But yeah, I play a role called Chad, and he's a little bit of an Elvis character, or the more Elvis you can make it, the better.
And who are playing the, say, principal parts in this particular production?
Opposite myself, we've got Katie, who's playing the lead role of Natalie, and she's the person who does a little bit of cross-dressing, but you're going to have to come and find out. Joe Drury Jr., he played our lead last year in Me and My Girl after his dad played the same role 20 years ago, so that was like a real feel-good
moment. He's very good.
He's no different in this one, and admittedly, he's the only person that's ever really made me corpse on stage properly. He keeps chucking stuff out in rehearsals. I'm thinking, oh, God, he's never done that before. But now he's playing the role of Dennis. His girlfriend in real life has now stepped into the role of Miss Sandra, who plays a sexy museum owner. She's had to stand in because, unfortunately, Nicola, who was in our production last year, has had to drop out because of an injury. So Sydney's bravely jumped in with only a few weeks left to go, but she's doing a phenomenal job. Joe Drury Sr. is playing Jim, who's Natalie's dad. We've got Diane, who's playing Sylvia. I'm trying to remember all the names here. But it's an absolutely fantastic lineup. There's going to be a few people that I'm thinking are failing to mention. But oh, and Joe's mum is playing the mayor.
Oh, wow.
So it's a real family thing once again. But yeah, no, the principal lineup is fantastic for this show. Well, I mean, as it was last year as well. But yeah, it's just great seeing people jumping in again, doing different roles and smashing it, to be honest.
And who's the director?
Director is Victoria Purton. She's directed BASOP for their last few main productions, starting with my first production in 2016 for Guys and Dolls. And she's also our choreographer. So she directed and choreographed Guys and Dolls, Fiddler on the Roof, Half a Sixpence, Evita, Me and My Girl, and now this. So I think it's probably her sixth show with BASOP, and probably the same for me.
Now, it's not just about the people on stage, because all of these, we say amateur dramatics, and I don't like saying that, because all of the companies that come in here and the productions, as I always say, rather than going into London and spending £150 if you've got it, or £200, and plus paying your fare, and getting into London, and having something to eat, it costs you hundreds and hundreds of pounds. You can see a great show, which is just like a London production, isn't it?
This is literally £20 right on your doorstep. No fare into London, no, you know, hassle about getting back in time or anything like that, or even getting home from work in time just to be able to make it. And certainly since I've started doing amateur dramatics, from when I was about 17 18, I'm 32 now, with all the local groups particularly, everything has just increased in an almost kind of friendly competition, trying to top the other group sort of way, but everyone has just upped their game. And you can see that particularly like in the Basildon and the South End scene, the productions are fantastic. And everyone is striving for professional standard. I mean, the only difference is everyone's just doing it because we enjoy doing it, and it's a hobby and it's a social thing every week. But the production value you're getting on stage for the sake of £20 a ticket is you know, nothing short of something you may, well, what we would hope you may think you may see in the West End, you know?
Yep, and nobody's paid. You've got to pay for the theatre. Then you've got all the costumes, because it isn't just the people on the stage. You've got a back line of people that are doing the props, and they're doing, like, you know, sourcing stuff and doing the outfits and the wigs and everything else.
Yeah. As we're performing in the theatre where they have professional shows, professional tribute acts, and naturally we have to pay the same prices to put on our production. And I mean, last year Basildon Operatic Society won the Noda Award.
Yes, award winning.
I mean, they won a Noda Award for best production and best musical for Me and My Girl. So we're riding on a real high at the moment. But I mean, you can win as many awards as you like, because, you know, there's nothing bad about winning an award. But really, it's the bums on seats that keeps amateur dramatics alive.
Yeah.
I mean, we try and go and support other groups. Other groups try and support us. We're pushing it out to friends and family as much as possible. But really, it's kind of the general public that we just think you will love this for the sake of a meal out cost, if that. Yeah. We're thinking it's right on people's doorstep. It's kind of a no-brainer. If they come and see one of the shows, we really hope they understand where we were coming from, you know.
And I think once you go and see one, you go, that was really good. I want to go and see more. So you start seeing the other groups, or you go to the next one. Because sometimes you put on maybe two or three a year, depends, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, each group does things differently. But we're all on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. So it's quite easy to keep up with everything, like Basildon Operatic Society or BASOP on Facebook. And we're regularly posting little snippets from songs and things from rehearsals, or a countdown or cast reveals. So it's kind of, you kind of almost have a bit of a fan base, because people recognise particular people from different groups, and it feels good to kind of have like a loyal fan base that say, we came last year, it was our first show, and we're back again. So that's always a nice feeling when you meet people outside afterwards.